This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The clock is ticking on Colorado's legislative session. Lawmakers must conclude their work no later than Wednesday night, and there are still several significant bills that have yet to cross the finish line. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
One top priority for Democratic lawmakers is a bill to make it easier for workers to unionize. It's expected to pass its final votes, but Governor Polis said he'd only sign something if both business and labor are on board. They're not. The two sides negotiated for months but couldn't reach a deal. Dennis Doherty is the head of the Colorado AFL-CIO.
We always wanted to give him a choice, right? The choice is to stand with working families and the 3 million workers across Colorado, or the oligarchs and the elites and the large and wealthy corporations.
Governor Polis says he wants to preserve the right of workers to be able to have a say in whether everyone in their workplace has to pay union fees. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Starting today, the federal government will try to collect from tens of thousands of Coloradans who have defaulted on their student loans. A pause on the collections during the pandemic is now over. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
This is a big deal. If they don't pay up, they'll start losing tax refunds, have their wages garnished, and could see their future Social Security benefits reduced. It also impacts your credit score, which makes it harder to get loans for things like cars. The important thing to remember is if your loan is in delinquency, you may be eligible for deferments or forbearance and public service loan forgiveness. But it's important not to fall all the way into default because then your options shrink even further.
CPR's Jenny Brundine. You can find more news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. Some showers are expected across most of Colorado today, highs in the 50s and 60s.